Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. Listeners, is your child struggling with a specific subject? Do you want to help set them up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how they learn. In my house, my daughter could not wrap her head around ratios in her sixth grade math class, and I was not much help, except for that I put her on IXL and got her set up to do the tutorial on ratios, and it was the boost she needed. IXL is super simple like that because everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right.
It's Thanksgiving week, Gretchy.
I am so ill prepared.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You haven't made your turkey, basted it.
I don't even know. I'll tell you the truth. I don't even know if I'm gonna. I don't even know if they'll have one left on account of all this bullshit is starting all over again. Went to the store, back to the like panic.
No toilet paper.
No toilet paper. We're back there. I just I wanted to cry. I was like, you guys, come on. Please don't buy everything off the shelves.
No, it's even happening in Texas. Although there are Clorox wipes here, but no toilet paper.
Oh.
So people want their butt wiped.
Yeah, they need those Clorox wipes because they're not, there's poop everywhere.
I think they don't care about wipe it down, wipe.
Yeah.
I had a really funny story to tell you, and I waited all day to do it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So this morning, I go to the car wash, and I'm talking to Gretchen while I'm getting my car washed. And then I am doing something that I want to tell her about, but I don't, so I could save it for all of you lovely listeners. So I was at the Sam's Club gas. Do you guys have that there?
We have Sam's Club. What do you mean, do we have that here? You just left like 3 weeks ago, okay?
I know, but they did not have it in Los Angeles.
I don't think that we have Sam's Club gas. We just have Sam's Club.
Okay, so here they have Sam's Club gasoline station, okay? And For anybody that doesn't know, Sam's Club is like the Walmart version of Costco. Did you know that? Yeah. It's owned by Walmart. Okay.
So I didn't know it was actually owned by Walmart, though. Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So I'm getting gas and this guy comes up and he's like, oh, do you have a Sam's Club card? And I was like, no. And I didn't know that you needed the Sam's Club card to get gas at the gas station.
Well,
I'm not even sure if you do, but he's like, here's mine. I'm like, oh, okay. So I think he's the gasoline attendant, right? He's like in a uniform. I'm like, okay.
Tabitha, you need the club card. You can't even buy a slice of freaking pizza at Costco without a Costco card.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Must be nice to go through life with the rules not applicable to yourself.
Yeah, I think I would actually get the pizza without the card.
Yeah, I'm sure you would manage to do it. Okay, go ahead.
So anyhow, he's like, have you seen this new product here at Sam's Club? It washes your car, and my car is dirty as F. He's like, it washes your car without going through the car wash. And so he's like, let me show you. Spurt, 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 wipe, swipe, wipe. It's like shiny, shiny, shiny. I was like, oh, stuff's amazing. And you're a really good salesman. He's like, yeah, we're having a promotion today and da, 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 da. And he's like, but only today, you know, you get it half price.
Oh, he just suckered you in. That's all you need to hear.
Totally.
Yeah.
So he's like, come over to my table over here. He's got some flags up, whatever. I'm like, okay. So I go over there. Then he tries to sell me $170 of shit.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, listen, I'll just take that $20 bottle that you were going to sell me. And he's like, what is it? Is it too much product or too much money? I was like, it's too much of all of it. I don't need all of that. And so anyways, he's like, okay, what if I tell you it's only $10 more? I mean, the guy just sold me on like all of it. Fast forward. He's like, okay, now come park over here and give me your credit card. I'll be right back.
You're like, so I'm out.
No, I did it.
Oh, you're so dumb.
I know. I thought to myself after I did this, I'm thinking the whole entire time, I'm like, this is so against my religion right now to do any of this. He is going to take my credit card and run. And so I am waiting for so long, Gretchen. I was like, dude, this has got to be fake. This guy just took my credit card and he's out. But supposedly it's I don't know. He charged my card and brought it back to me.
No, I don't like that. He needs to have one of those little squares on his phone.
That's what I thought.
And it's just right there.
But he went into Sam's Club. He's like, can I have your Sam's Club card? I was like, I don't have a Sam's Club card. He's like, oh, I'll just use mine.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyways, my spidey senses went off. But I got my product. The receipt that he gave me did not say the product's name. So I don't know what really just...
Oh, it was some kind of scam.
Transpired. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Whatever's in that bottle is probably water. And he just had the magic potion in his demo bottle.
That's what I think too, because I tried to use it and it's streaking all over. And I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
At least you only got $20 worth. Well, how much did you get? Tell me the truth.
50.
50 bucks.
I have like 10 cans.
Oh my God. of how to make your car streak.
I know. Well, I got the interior, the exterior, the tire supply. Oh, I mean, I got it all.
Okay.
So anyways, didn't want to tell you that until I told everybody.
Okay.
Maybe that's not the best idea.
My husband would be proud of you because I don't take care of my car well. I don't wash my car. At least you do that. You're a good wife.
Well, I can put you on the spot for your story.
Yeah, I have a story. I got a crime.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, y'all. Today I am going to tell you about the case of Miss Taylor McAllister. This case was brought to our attention by a member of our Housewives group, Amy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Taylor grew up in Melbourne, Florida,
which seems like an ideal place to grow up, on the water, in the Sunshine State, especially for a real cute girl like Taylor. She is this adorable, bubbly blonde. By all accounts, it seems like she had a really great childhood. She had two loving parents, and on top of being so super cute, she was also super talented. She taught herself how to play the guitar. And she was
so jealous of people that do that.
So am I. Tabitha and I both own guitars with the intention of learning.
One day.
And we never have. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, she's actually good. I mean, she's really good. She reminds me of Kelly Pickler.
Oh, yeah.
I am actually surprised that Nashville didn't just come and snatch her up, because I think she had all the makings of a country superstar. I'm so jealous. I love that confidence that she just had to, you know, put herself out there at a young age. I picture her as being kind of free-spirited. And that's how her mother describes her. She says Taylor was spontaneous. So it wasn't a huge shock when at the young age of 20, she fell in love with a coworker of hers named Joshua, and the two married just 3 months later. Okay.
Wow, what? That's quick.
That is quick. Okay.
Almost as quick as Britney Spears.
Well, Britney married someone
that night.
That night. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering sometimes if we should just do the case of Britney.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny you say that. So I was just thinking that myself today.
Maybe for Patreon.
I think we should.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty sad also.
Yeah. So you know what was a big surprise is Taylor found out that she was pregnant with twins shortly after she got married. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So after they got over that shock of learning that they were having two babies, they were excited. Facebook is such a time capsule, you know, so bittersweet to go through both Josh and Taylor's profiles from that little period of time when they have just their whole lives ahead of them and they were so in love and full of joy. And then Taylor gave birth to two beautiful baby girls, just like myself. I have twin girls, fraternal, just like Taylor. And Taylor named her babies Charlie Ann and Madison May. Totally cute, right? The pressure of having one baby at a young age, I think, is incredibly taxing on a marriage. And two is extra incredibly taxing. So statistically, it's not surprising that Taylor and Josh separated in August of 2016. You know that parents of multiples are about 15% more likely to divorce than parents of singletons? I looked up a study and I'm surprised it's not even higher. I mean, I think a lot of it is financial stress for sure.
But one kid is easy. Easier.
Easier for sure. And getting thrown two at a time, I mean, you don't catch a break.
That's right.
And you need twice as much stuff. Okay. So it seems like all this stress caught up with Taylor. And at some point, she had started using drugs after giving birth, after getting hooked on the pain pills they prescribed her.
Mm.
Taylor decided to leave her children with her parents and move in with a friend in Palm Harbor. And here's the thing. I get it. I really get it. Having twins is overwhelming, to put it mildly, and you have to be real ready to do it. I mean, it is jail having two babies at the same time. I did it when I was 34 and had been with my husband for 9 years, and we were financially stable, and it was really hard. It feels like if you leave your house with them, you can never just relax and be with other people. And it's not like you are doing much relaxing at home either. So yeah. It's a real isolating feeling. And when you're young, you feel like you're missing out on everything out there. And when you are out there,
so to speak, you are constantly met with people that tell you, oh, you're so lucky to have twins. I wanted twins. Like, people are jelly of twin mamas. And so it's a twofer. And you kind of feel like, oh, well, I really can't complain. I mean, that's how I felt, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just extra a lot for her being so young. Also, having multiples is not all cute matching outfits. It also comes with much higher risk of developmental delays and a whole bunch of other fun stuff that affects many twins because so many of them are premature and it's stressful AF. I survived, but I could not have done it at 22, like Taylor. I remember myself at that age, and I get why she needed to take a break from life for a minute. And it seemed like her family understood it and the whole situation. And I imagine that it started out as maybe if she can just get a break, she can get healthy. But it seems like it spiraled into more of an unhealthy situation quickly. When Taylor first moved out, she moved in with a friend, but it didn't last long because they got into a fight, which, you know, that happens in your 20s with roommates, right?
Yeah.
So Taylor left that situation and her parents had lost track of where she was staying and they were worried for her. Her mother, who is an ambulance driver, told her that she was afraid she would pick her up one day. And Taylor just assured her that wouldn't happen, but I'm sure she's still worried. And her contact with Taylor became more sporadic, but they were still in touch. She texted her mother, "Happy birthday, Mommy," which just sounds so sweet. I hope that my girls still call me Mommy when they're like 22.
Right? Me too.
Yeah.
But it slowly goes away, I think.
I think it does. Yeah. So sadly, that was the last correspondence Taylor's mother had with her. On December 22nd, 2016, Taylor was found dead in an alley in St. Petersburg, Florida. She was only wearing a t-shirt. The condition which Taylor was found in was that of someone who had been through something horrific. She had adhesive around her wrist. She had terrible bruising all over her body. Police were able to identify her by the tattoos of her baby girl's names.
Oh, that is so sad.
So sad. And they had to deliver the heartbreaking news to her parents 3 days before Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the next person police spoke to was her estranged husband, and he informed them that Taylor had been living with a 52-year-old man named Robert Butler. Let me tell you about this gem, Robert, aka Bert. His family owns a chain of carpet and flooring stores in Florida. So Robert's got access to family money, and apparently the whole carpet and flooring thing is very lucrative.
No. Oh. You mean I'm paying too much for my carpets?
I imagine.
When I buy them.
Yeah. In addition.
Yeah. Because you know what? You can go on Rugs USA and buy for like $200, or you can go on Restoration Hardware and buy a rug for like $7,000.
Right. Big difference.
Same size rug.
Yeah.
Lucrative.
Shop around. Yeah. Lucrative. Around. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I don't know what Robert's whole role exactly was in the family business, but what we do know is that his siblings were not happy about it, and he hadn't been involved in anything but collecting checks for around about 3 years. His sister had a lawsuit against him regarding misuse of funds, and from what I could find, it sounds like he was selling store products for just personal profit. And he was also expensing like big nights out of drinking. So, you know, sounds like shady business, right?
Right.
So Robert also had a record with drug-related charges and aggravated assault. And so, given Robert's history and that he had no shortage of funds and plenty of free time, and that he chose to keep the company of a 22-year-old, you can imagine exactly what is going on there, right?
Mm-hmm. Nothing good.
Nothing good. He took advantage of Taylor, and Taylor got sucked right in. Okay? Drugs have a way of bringing creeps and young ladies together, sadly. So I'm going to get back to talking about Bert, but I want to mention the thing about this case is that it's met with a lot of judgment. There are threads on Reddit and comments that say stuff like, well, what happened to her happened because she used drugs. And while it's true, Taylor was not a saint, and drugs are a common denominator amongst so many murders, she didn't deserve this.
No
or
way.
Have this coming. No one does. Also, something to think about is that she left her children with her parents in August. And this happened in December. I mean, that's August doesn't seem that far away from where we are now. And December is just around the corner. I mean, this was just like a moment in her life. Barely 4 months. Taylor didn't have a
right.
criminal history. This was a moment, a toxic one, but I have no doubt when I hear her mother talk about how strong-willed she was that she could have recovered given the chance. And to be, I'm going to be extra honest, in my history, I have a moment like this where I was using drugs and was involved with dangerous people. And all I can say is that it just happened. It just happened so fast. And fortunately, one day I woke up, and I don't think anyone that knows me now would ever imagine that I lived through that.
Never.
Never. And it feels like a million miles away. And so when I say that I know she could have recovered, I'm not just giving you like the dateline, you know, when she walked into a room, she lit it up spiel that they say about everyone. I say that because I really know it's possible. And I cannot stand the harsh judgments about her when I come across them.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
So back to Bert. So police go interview him. He tells them he hasn't seen Taylor for 5 days, and he denies that she lived with him. Police also inform him that there were tire marks found next to Taylor and that they match his truck. And so he says, oh, well, you know, I lent my truck to Deontay Baker and Karan Archer. And police also noticed during this interview that he has bruises and fresh scratches on his face and forearms. They ask him for a DNA sample, and he opts to call a lawyer instead. So the interview is over. Police then bring in the two men that Bert says he lent his truck to, Deontay and Karan. The two men's stories are inconsistent and basically don't place them at the crime scene. Police know that it doesn't add up, and most likely all three men that they have questioned are involved with Taylor's death. So guess what they decided to do about it, Tab?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing for...
Call the police? That's like what you should do.
Yeah. Well, they're being interviewed by the police and they have all this evidence that they were there, but they don't really do anything about it for 2 months. I mean, at least that's how it appears. It wasn't until they got a search warrant of the men's phones, which placed Bert at his house and Deontay and Karan at the crime scene to do a search of Bert's house. Like, they should have done it that day, right?
Yeah.
But they waited 2 months, okay?
But they have them at the crime scene.
Well, they don't have them at the crime scene until they get the cell phone records, but it took them 2 months to pull them.
Yeah.
But they did have the matching truck print. So Right. They had enough.
They know.
They know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So obviously, when you search the residence 2 months later, it's not likely to produce any evidence of Taylor's murder.
No.
So during this 2 month period of time, Taylor's parents did some investigating of their own. They wanted answers as to who she had been with and why there had not been arrests made. It is clear that Taylor was murdered. The autopsy also showed that there was asphyxiation. So it's no secret that Taylor used intravenous drugs, but I have seen the pictures and the bruises on her body are massive.
And why would you have tape or adhesive around your arms? And why would you be naked?
Clearly, there's foul play. Okay, so I can't imagine her parents' rage after seeing these pictures for themselves and not seeing anyone be held accountable. So they get into Taylor's social media and talk to her friends and learn more about what was going on between her and Bert. It sounds like it's pretty much just as you would have suspected. He's bribing her with expensive gifts and fueling her with drugs, and he's very controlling of her. I also learned that allegedly, before Taylor was in the picture, that all the ladies that Bert had around were girls that he had gotten off Backpage. So to me, that's really...
Is that like a...
It's like one of those flyers where people... It's like escorts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I mean, so what that tells me is this is this man who is incapable of having a relationship with someone he's not paying. You know, like that screams the controlling, insecure type.
Mm-hmm.
So after the search of Bert's house, police find drugs and ammunition, but they do not arrest Bert. They re-interview Deontay and Karan. This time, these two tell police a very disturbing, detailed account of Taylor's last breaths. They say Bert called them over to the house where they saw Taylor on the bed moaning in pain, and Bert questioning what to do with her. They wanted to call 911, but Bert did not want, 911 people to come to his house. And so they decided to take her to the hospital. Karan Archer took Taylor to the hospital, but he wasn't familiar with the area, and he drove around with her in the car for at least 30 minutes while she moaned in pain and he tried to figure out where to go. At some
What year was this?
2016.
Okay, so we have cell phones and directions on them at that time.
I think, you know, adrenaline, not thinking clearly, whatever, who knows if I, you know, who knows? Lots of things.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Terrible, terrible mistake. Okay. At some point, Taylor stopped breathing and he called Robert and he said, just dump her somewhere that no one will find her. And then Deonte got back involved with the situation by meeting Karan at a store with Taylor's body in the truck, and they mutually decided to dump her body in an alley where they knew she would be found. Deonte says he offered to wear a wire to get Bert to confess as to what happened, and he offered his DNA. But these guys showed up.
These guys.
I do believe these guys, and I believe they showed up after the damage had already been done. They didn't know why they were coming over.
Right.
Okay. But police, for some reason, they weren't interested in charging Bert with Taylor's murder. After they interviewed Deonte and Karan with the cell phone data evidence and the tire track evidence, and they gave their stories, which, like I said, I'm just going to say I believe, they still did not make any arrests. They just said it was an ongoing investigation. But here's where it gets real twisted. A year later, police did make 5 arrests that they claim are all in connection with Taylor. But it's crazy. They arrested Bert, Karan, Deonte, and 2 women, Miriam and Khadijah. They charged Robert with being a felon in possession of marijuana and ammunition and failure to report a death. They charged Karan and Deonte with money laundering and failure to report a death. That failure to report a death charge, by the way, is a misdemeanor.
What?
Yeah.
You are kidding me.
No. And both women that I named were charged with money laundering. So the police are like, look at how great we are. We charged all these men in relation to Taylor's death. You're welcome. And we made additional arrests about money laundering. Look at our stellar police.
That has nothing to do with her death.
No, they wanted like some kind of drug bust. And they wanted, you know, they want like the big public, you know, splash across the papers, you know, 5 arrests made, whatever.
Right.
But the charges are bonk. Okay. Well, Taylor's parents are like, bullshit. That is not failure to report death. That's all we get? Bullshit. That's not good enough. So they felt like their daughter was being blamed for her own death. And what about the bruises all over her body that are massive and the adhesive around her wrist, the scratches on Bert's face? They wanted answers and justice for their daughter. They are very outspoken about it. I love it. On their Facebook, they call out the police, the mayor, you know, whoever, and they do not pull any punches. They have also posted close-up crime scene photos of Taylor that are really graphic, which I imagine they're feeling. I try to put myself in their position, and I feel like there's just so much rage that it's just like screaming out, please do not unsee this, you know?
I think they're saying that whatever the police are telling you, society, is absolutely false. I mean, see for yourself.
Right.
We're not going to hide it. They want to hide it. We're not going to hide it. We're not going to hide the fact that she got murdered.
Yeah. Bottom line, Bert did something to this girl. She did not just OD, and he needs to pay. Okay, so Taylor's mother also did something so incredibly brave that I have so much respect for In her desperate search for answers, she went to the jail where Deontay was being held and she talked to him for 40 minutes. The whole video is on YouTube because they make everything public. And so I'm going to play you a clip from it.
Okay.
Listen to me. Bert has fucked you and has you sitting there. None of this would have happened. None of this wouldn't happen if Taylor wouldn't have died. And if you'd still be on the street, you'd be, I mean, Khadijah's going to have a baby any day and you're not going to be there.
I agree.
And you,
I agree.
You missed your daughter's graduation.
Yeah, that crushed my heart, but
and you
know
can't
I mean? I,
get
I have
that
cried.
Back. And I swear
I
to God, if you have anything, if he touched her, he had scrapes on his face. And I know you guys were probably high as shit and whatever. But if there's anything you guys remember, man, you gotta say something because you're gonna go away for a long time. And this Khadijah's first baby, and she looks like she's a nice girl, and I've talked to her a few times on message, and I know she loves you. But you're going to have a baby girl. You know, what if somebody did this to your daughter? What if somebody did this?
I agree.
I thank you for not dumping her where I would never find her.
Okay, so basically it's a lot of what you just heard, and she is telling him that she believes that they didn't cause Taylor's death, and she wants him to tell the police anything potentially violent that he might have seen Bert do, because mm-hmm. Bert has thrown these guys under the bus, and he's going to get away with this.
And but is Bert saying that these two guys did it?
Bert's not saying shit. Bert lawyered up.
No.
You know?
Oh, because he's got the money from the
right.
carpet company.
Right. But Bert right away said Bert obviously murdered her and then or left her on the brink of death in that kind of condition, then calls these two guys, puts them in this position. And then as soon as the police are like, oh, your truck was there, instead of taking the fall after he beat her to shit, he says, oh, wasn't me. It was Deontay and Coran.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's saying, Deontay, you got to say what Bert did because he's thrown you under the bus. You should be a free man right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And Deontay is like, no, he didn't see Bert do anything violent because he says Bert never would have done that in front of me because he knows how I am. He also said he told him his company was too young for him over and over again. And if you really love this young lady, you would get her to rehab. I mean, he says they had this conversation a lot. He says he liked Taylor and that she was always playing her guitar. And he knows that she's looking down saying, I'm sorry, they think you did this to me. The part that is still like, well, why didn't you just call 911 then?
Yeah.
Which is his biggest regret, he says. Or why didn't you go with Coran and take her to the hospital if Taylor was your friend? Why did you just send Coran by himself? And he says he was scared because he knew what would happen to him, being an African-American and Taylor being this pretty young white girl. And sadly, he has a point. I get it.
Yeah. What about Coran? Is he white?
No.
Is he black?
Yes.
Okay.
So in hindsight, he still ended up paying the price for this. So it wasn't a good choice, but I certainly understand where he was coming from mm-hmm. at the time.
Yeah.
So 2 years after the murder, Robert Butler pled guilty to his charges.
Which were nothing.
Which
How much
were
did
nothing.
He, get?
He got 40 months in prison, a $140,000 fine. And he will continue to serve his sentence until 2021, just next year, and then he's done.
Tell me, can he be charged with her murder?
He still can be charged with her murder. He hasn't even been officially named a suspect, though.
No way. He's in bed with the police.
Okay, but what the police have said, according to Taylor's parents, her father says that the police said Taylor, like, they've pretty much, like, called it a wrap on Taylor unless somebody comes to them with new evidence. that she's a cold case. And unless they bring something new, they don't do anything with cold cases. They don't keep looking at them. I mean, it just sits on a shelf.
That's awful.
That's it. So Taylor's parents have filed a wrongful death suit.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
That's probably all they're going to get. It's like the whole OJ Simpson, Nicole Simpson thing. I mean, and this too, you know, Bobby Brown's son.
Oh
just
my gosh.
Died.
So crazy.
It's so crazy.
But we don't know how, right?
No, we don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how he died. But anyways, you know, Bobby Christina, she died and they sued her fiance, and that's the only way that they got, you know, he was found guilty of.
Yeah, but you know, he died.
Yes, I know. The whole thing is so crazy.
So crazy.
Whitney Houston dies. The daughter dies. The boyfriend dies. Now the other Bobby, which is kind of weird to me that he named, you know, two of his kids Bobby, but.
You know,
a little
whatever.
Narcissistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's probably all they have, which is so unfortunate. And I would say that justice is definitely not served. And I'm sorry for her family, but I hope that they do a wrongful death suit and he is found liable and, you know, have some sort of closure for them.
Yeah, definitely.
So thanks for that case, Gretchen. And thanks for Amy for bringing that up, because I think it's definitely something that we can learn from.
Well, I did want to just finish by telling you, Caron Archer is a free man. He served his 6 months. And Deontay is still out on bond and has not yet been sentenced.
Oh, he probably won't be.
He probably won't be.
They just did that for the police, just did that so that they could just say they had make some headlines, put some people to, you know, stop talking about it.
Right. And I don't think we have time to read any reviews today. Correct?
No, we'll save those for next week.
Next time. But that's okay, because you know what I want to go out on? I want to play you one of Taylor's YouTube songs.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. Right. Thanks, Gretchy.
All right.
I'm sad now.
I know.
That's a sad case.
This was a real sad one.
But thanks, everybody, for listening. Clink, clink. Happy Thanksgiving. Have some pumpkin pie and some turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. I've been here before. Look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather. Beautiful. Special, you're so very.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.